Hi, everyone. This is Charlie Hedges. And as you are listening to this podcast, I'm in Uganda, and I'm doing work with Wells of Life. And my dual role is I'm vice president of the executive board as well as vice president of Ugandan operations. And so I will be doing operations work for 3 weeks in covering 500 to 1,000 miles of different districts that we're doing business in. So in my absence, we have pre-recorded with producer Paul 3 episodes, shorter episodes, that will give you some insight into the next chapter, into Wells of Life, and into Uganda. So producer Paul, it's all yours.
I'm curious, as you head back to Africa again, once again, how did you find this purpose in life? Really started through this show, didn't it?
It started through this show, 2017. I don't think it was 100 years ago. 2017 with Nick Jordan, who's CEO of Wells of Life. He came on the podcast, told the story of Wells of Life providing water. At that time, it was probably to over 400,000 people. I was so intrigued and so moved by what he had to say that I immediately became a donor. We funded 3 wells that would give water to 3,000 people. I then took a trip to Uganda, fell in love with the people, fell in love with the mission, with the work that it was being done, and as a result, became a trustee for Wells of Life in Uganda, and 2 months later, vice president of the executive board.
And that's how it works. You know, when you walked in the door and you said, kind of retiring from my longstanding role as a CEO coach, you were looking for your own next chapter. Life wasn't over. And you were exploring. What were you missing at that point in time?
I haven't even thought of this, and it is so true. At the time we started this podcast, I was in a time of deep consternation and in a time of struggle for who I was personally, because I retired from my business as an executive coach to high-level people of very successful companies. And it was not an intended retirement, although I was 65 years old. It was a retirement because I had sort of an attack of anxiety that I really could not overcome. Mm-hmm. So I needed to leave. And what that left me with was a blank slate. And 2 things were really strong in my life, Paul, and that was feelings of uselessness and boredom.
Yeah, you said you didn't know what to do with yourself.
I did not know what to do with myself. I was used to a busy calendar. I was used to a filled calendar, which is busy. I was used to helping people and helping executive leaders managing their people and the strategy of their organization. And now I had nothing. I was painting, and that was one thing that really helped me, but it didn't fill my need for contribution. That's why I felt so useless.
Yeah,
I felt
purpose.
Like, what am I doing? And I was in search, and that was why we started this podcast, The Next Chapter. The next chapter really wasn't intended for everybody else to find their next chapter. It was intended for me. What am I going to do?
They thought they were getting advice from the coach on how to find their next chapter, and he was trying to find his along with them here.
Yeah. It's kind of like, I guess, the story of people that become a psychologist is that they go to therapy and decide they want to get into psychology.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so that was probably the reason. And that was, you know, I think that lasted for me, Paul, for 1.5 to 2 years. I wrote a couple articles about it on retirement and boredom and uselessness. And I believe probably the thing that helped me come out of it was a combination of getting a better feel for myself.
Right.
And as our friend Terry Hershey always reminds us of being comfortable in our own skin, and that's sort of an authenticity that's not evaluated by external means, but by internal means, what right. drives you. And I've always focused on what drives me internally. I've always focused on what is my purpose. And although I couldn't find it, I began to find hints of it, and then I found the expression of my internal values through Wells of Life.
Mm. So is it just simply putting yourself out there and making yourself available? Do opportunities present themselves? Or is it something so many of us want to plan? We want to plan always in place, my life plan, the plan of the next 10 years. Or is it just simply showing up?
You know, I wanted to answer that by saying yes to both. I'm sorry. I wish okay. I could do better. However, I do want to put an emphasis on the serendipity of it. We're going to have a guest in about a month and a half that wrote a book on life and serendipity, and that it's mm-hmm. not always a plan. And I'm very much looking forward to that podcast when I return. That is to be open. What it calls for in that openness and receptivity to something new, it calls for an intentional self-reflection.
Mm.
You have to be able to take a look at yourself and what is going on in your life. Does it resonate with some part of the core you? Now, I have discovered during that process and afterward that two values are very important for me, and they are influence and impact.
You talk about that all the time. Influence and impact. Why do those resonate with you? Why does it matter to have influence? So many of us have so little influence, even over our own families and friends and lives. And why do we want to leave an impact?
That's a great question. Let's attack the more difficult one first, and that's influence. And that is, I have discovered within my small group of friends and acquaintances and colleagues and associates that I have been gifted with a certain degree of influence.
Mm-hmm. People listen to you. You were a coach. They listen to you.
I don't know what it is, but it's that. And I try to do it with integrity. I'm very careful about it because it's a... I'm reminded of the story of Brad Pitt's mom talking to Brad Pitt, and that he was so good looking and that he could accomplish anything with his looks. And his mom told him, it was in an interview that I read about him, and he said, his mom said, with that gift comes responsibility.
Yeah, wow.
And I love that. And I thought, with the gift of influence comes responsibility. I have to be careful. What am I influencing people in doing? Am I influencing people in producing good, producing love, compassion, care, empathy, or am I influencing people to be selfish and greedy?
Mm-hmm.
And I have to be careful of that. So the influence was a natural talent, a gift. I believe it is a gift of God that has to be tempered with wisdom and values and character.
And you look at the things that you've done. I mean, I guess that makes sense. You were a minister for a number of years. Talk about influencing people. They come to you for answers. And then as you leave the ministry and go into the business world, you don't become a sales executive. You become a coach.
Yeah, I have been probably 30 years old and on. I have been in the service-oriented business, but it is service of individual and of groups mm-hmm. that I help. I am a servant. I am there to provide a service that can make a difference in your life. And that leads to that second thing, influence and impact. And impact is really important. And I think we're sort of wired to want to leave an impact, to make a difference.
I think so. Nobody wants to be anonymous. My father always used to say he didn't want to die and just have the only thing in his tombstone, the two dates and the dash in between. He wanted to have, it meant something he was here, more than just a date he died and a date he was born.
Yeah, you know, and I've heard something similar to that, except the only thing that matters on that epitaph between mm-hmm. the day you were born and the day you died is the dash. the dash is what counts. It's not the beginning nor the end.
No, it's what you do with the dash. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I applaud you for what you've done, and I say that not just for the work that you do, but for the willingness to head out blindly on a path that you couldn't see. You didn't know where this was going, and yet you stuck with it. You kept searching, you kept sharing, and you kept exploring. And I think that's the secret of every next chapter.
I agree. I couldn't. Exploring, two words to close with, and I'll just say the words. Exploring and curiosity.
Yeah.
Have those, and you have a hope. As I said, I am probably in Uganda right now. I hope you, I wish you all well. And on our next show, we're going to talk a bit about what I'm going to be doing in Uganda. Stay tuned. We're keeping live and keeping you posted on what's up. This is Charlie Hedges. Bye for now.